bound for South Australia, 13th to the 19th of November, 1836. The Africaine had anchored at Holdfast Bay, and Mary Thomas and her family began to settle in.
This day the girls and I packed up our bedding and such things as remained in the cabin and went on shore to the place of our present destination. It is remarkable that we finally set sail on a Sunday and landed on a Sunday. We had two tents, of which we took possession, gladly enough, though everything was in the roughest fashion imaginable.
Dr. Woodford gave an account of how he was spending his days. My time has been variously employed working at my hut when the weather would permit and lying down with a book in the middle of the day. The heat has been excessive these last 2 days, the thermometer in the tents yesterday being at 118 degrees. We have no mosquitoes in Rapid Bay, but the flies are the most torturing of torments, alighting by hundreds on the face and creeping into the ears, eyes and nose, thus keeping one in a constant fever. The hot weather and dry conditions made bushfire a danger as well, and the new arrivals had their first experience of a grass fire. Dr. Woodford's diary described the scene that met him on his return from a fishing trip. On reaching the hills, we were alarmed by seeing a great part of the valley of our encampment in flames, which were rapidly spreading in the direction of the tents. On our arrival, we were informed that the fire was accidental and arose from one of the labourers imprudently setting fire to some grass on ground that he was about to dig. Meanwhile, the buffalo was still making its way to South Australia. George Stevenson, the Governor's secretary, occupied himself with writing the Governor's proclamation speech. Drew up a proclamation for our landing with a special reference to Lord Glenelg's benevolent views towards the Aborigines, and using in fact his lordship's own words as I find them in the instructions.